Warrior head coach, Steve Kerr. Always good to have you, Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Steve, how you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Really good. We were debating before, who is the Bay Area coach of the decade? You or Bruce Bochy? Who are you voting for?
I got Boch.
Coward.
Yeah. Well, that blows up any argument we're going to make for you if you're not even going to defend you here, Steve. Come on.
I still got Steve. I don't care what he says.
Let's just all vote for Bochy and move on.
Fair enough, man. So last night was one of those games where a team that's looked very, very far away all year kind of reminded you that a little bit more talent would go a long way to winning. Like, I have a feeling you guys win if Curry or Klay Thompson had been healthy last night. It was a good effort in another loss in Portland, but maybe the best game you've played in about a week or so, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a good effort, and playing in a tough environment in Portland, I thought our effort, our pace was really good. I thought we did a lot of things offensively that looked like an improvement over where we've been the last couple of weeks. So those are all good signs. We just want to break through and get a victory. These guys have worked so hard, and you just want them to feel rewarded now and then. So we got to break through here sooner or later, and we're getting there.
This may be a question that you sort of answered, at least indirectly, but over the last 10 games, what in your mind do you think you guys have done consistently well?
I'm not sure if we have done anything consistently over the last 10, Ray, to be honest with you. I mean, we had a stinker at home against Sacramento and a great effort in Utah against a good team. We played half of a game against the Knicks. First half was awful. Second half was great, at Chase Center. So consistency has been elusive for us, and that's a big part of the problem. We just haven't been able to put it together for 48 minutes.
Let me ask you about a guy on the other side last night. Obviously, Carmelo Anthony is someone that has been talked about a lot the last couple seasons and a lot of opinions given on where his career was. I certainly had him far more gone than he appears to be, given what we've seen this year. Has it been a surprise to you to see how effective he's been overall? And I guess he even looks to me like he's playing the most committed defense of his career. What do you think of what you've seen from Carmelo Anthony this year?
More than anything, I'm just happy to see him back in the league. It was fun last night to see him out there doing his thing. He's always been a fantastic scorer. And, when he gets the ball facing up, he's got that array of moves coming off the triple threat, just, shot fake and, rise up and shoot it or put it on the floor and drive. I mean, he's a dynamic offensive player, and he's still got it. He's still got plenty of games. So I think more than anything, it's just surprising that he's been out of the league this past year.
Do you ever think, geez, I could have coached this guy had I taken the Knicks job, and maybe both of your lives would be much, much different things?
That was a long time ago, Damon. I don't stop and think too much about that very often.
There you go. Steve Kerr, Golden State Warrior head coach here on 95.7 The Game. Kevon Looney, coach DNP last night. How is he?
He's doing fine. Loon is he's such a dedicated player. I mean, you think about the end of last season in the finals against Toronto, the blow that he took from Kawhi that basically broke his sternum. And then he's back out there, for the last few games of the series in extreme pain and giving us everything he had. I mean, the guy is, he's a fighter. He's a warrior big time. And, he's just had a string of bad luck this year, starting in training camp, and hasn't been able to put it together. So, the last week or so, we were trying to get him out on the floor, but he really wasn't feeling in rhythm or in great shape. And I talked to him yesterday, and we just kind of decided let's get you to a better place physically before we throw you back out there. I was planning on getting him onto the floor for a few minutes, but it just didn't work out that way. But the main thing is Loon knows he's a big part of this team you know, going forward as one of our foundational pieces. And when we're fully healthy and ready to roll again, he's right there with the group, and that's the main thing. So I just want him to get healthy and feeling better.
Has there been any discussion of shutting him down for the sake of the future?
No, it's not the nature of what he's dealing with. It's not like Steph or Clay dealing with an injury that requires shutting him down. This is more about figuring out, you know, kind of his conditioning. Remember, coming off this neuropathic condition that he was dealing with, it's figuring out his conditioning, his rhythm, his timing, and how all that kind of goes hand in hand with the stuff he's been doing, you know, to take care of that condition. It's a little trickier, but he's confident. The doctors are confident that it's all going to work out. It's just it's not a straight line, unfortunately.
I want to ask you a question about your devotion to all things University of Arizona and no things Arizona State. Did you see the box score last night of the St. Mary's ASU game?
I didn't see it, but my son shared with me that the Sun Devils, first of all, lost by 40.
Yes.
Which I enjoyed hearing about. And yet they had a player who scored 40. That's correct?
Yeah, a guy who came off the bench and scored 43 of their 56 in a game in which only two other players scored at all. And the guy who scored 43 also led the team in assists.
I just have one question, Ray.
Yeah.
Why isn't he starting?
I think it's poor coaching by Bobby Hurley. I don't think he really understands the true depth of his team. But the only reason I bring it up is because you guys had your own weird box score a week ago when you got routed in a game in which you forced 29 turnovers. And so as an aficionado of box scores, I thought, this might be a little pick-me-up.
That was, I didn't realize the extent. I appreciate you filling in the gaps on that box score, because that's bizarre. Only three guys for the whole team scored on the night?
Yeah. They combined for 13.
That's unbelievable. That is shocking.
It's worth calling up and just looking at the number of zeros and just being amazed. It's a word. It literally, it's something that you have to recognize as art.
I think you're right.
I'm completely convinced that most of our audience couldn't give a damn about a Sun Devil box score, but I do know that most of the audience has been paying more attention to G League box scores than recently, and Alan Smilagic has been filling them up. You recently mentioned, Steve, that he's going to eventually see time on the floor in the NBA this season. Does his good play fast track whatever timetable you and Bob have discussing?
Not really, not necessarily. I mean, this year is really about Alan just playing night in and night out. And, you know, he's 19, he's a young 19, and he missed all of training camp with us after his ankle injury. And the first few games in Santa Cruz, he was really laboring to get up and down the floor. Last game, I think, in Arizona, he was finally really moving well and looking in good shape. So I think he's kind of turned a corner conditioning-wise.
Steve, thank you very much. We were talking about G League development as opposed to NBA development. Did Jordan Poole's year have anything to do with the decision to be extra cautious with Alan Smilagic, or are the two completely unrelated?
No, totally unrelated. And actually, you know, now that we're healthy, I like what Jordan Poole has been doing the last week, 10 days, you know, where he's getting a handful of minutes here and there. And this is a much more healthy way to bring a young player along. You know, you don't overwhelm him to get his feet wet. And you saw him last night. He made a nice drive for a hoop. He had a couple of good defensive plays. You know, and then maybe he struggles a little bit in an area. You get him out of the game, and, you know, you're able to teach him without overwhelming him. this is how it's supposed to be for a young player, but all of our injuries necessitated us, you know, putting him out there for 30 minutes for a lot of games, and it was just too much too soon.
So you're a well-known proponent of traveling being called when people travel in the NBA. And I happened to notice the especially egregious travel that you got a technical foul on during the Kings game. And it occurred to me, this is a coach's challenge issue, or should be, but you're not allowed to challenge it because it's not called in the first place, right? So is that something you guys have addressed with the league at all? Because it seems to me like the traveling is one of the places we really could get some decent calls overturned in a good way, but you can't challenge it unless they call it.
Oh, please, no.
So you're against that?
Don't open up another can of worms. Can you imagine every coach challenging traveling and then just more replays? And
I don't know. When Bogdanovich picks up the ball at the three-point line, Steve, and hop, skips, and jumps into the lane and then twists around somebody without ever dribbling, I feel like it's worth a challenge.
I'm not a big fan of traveling, but I'm also not a big fan of replay. So I don't know. I think we need fewer replays. Not more. So, I would prefer just to let the game actually happen.
Can I ask? Is that just a matter of game flow for you? Or you don't think they get it right, or what? Why don't you like it?
Well, part of it is that even when we review it, we don't really know if it's right or wrong, because in basketball, a lot of calls are just a gray area. Yeah. Even after the fact, we've had several calls that we've challenged that were still in dispute after everybody saw the replay. And that was, you know, not just a partisan dispute. I mean, you know, even the officials themselves, one thinks it's a foul, the other thinks it's not a foul. And that's the point with basketball. This is not tennis. This is not Hawkeye replay where it's either in or out. It's, you know, it's a judgment call. And we keep trying to make everything perfect when it's an imperfect job to officiate a game. And so everything should be about game flow and just, you know, keeping the fans entertained. And nobody wants to sit there while the refs, you know, stare into their little screen for 2 minutes.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Last night, Portland assistant coaches had Draymond's attention. I guess they wanted him called for a delay of game. Are you seeing more assistant coach skullduggery on the edge of the rule book, or is that a one-off in Portland and Draymond gave him the old what for in the post game and it won't happen again?
Well, that's just a direct result of the Chris Paul play from a couple of weeks ago when Chris pointed out that Jordan Bell didn't have his shirt tucked in and they gave him a technical foul. Now everybody is aware of that rule. And so, you know, Draymond was taking off his 17 hot packs that he had on the bench and unwinding towel after towel. And so one of their assistants started yelling delay of game and for that. So if nothing more, it was amusing. I enjoyed it.
Is this turning into a league of hall monitors?
I think so. Everybody's kind of, you know, trying to pick each other apart.
Steve, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your time. This is my last show of the year until we're back after the new year. So let me just say, we're, you know, happy holidays from us to you, to your team, man. And it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us, and the very best to you and yours this holiday season, Steve. Are you happy that you're home this Christmas?
Yeah. Happy that we're home all next week, and just want to say happy holidays to all you guys and to our fans out there. Thanks for continuing to cheer for us. I know it's been a rough year, but we have such great fans, and we feel the love and the energy every night, and we're going to keep working. We're going to keep going and get it right.
Thank you very much, Steve. Always a pleasure.